It seems like a good idea. I am honored tonight to introduce a friend, the poet Alan Shapiro, who's the author of 8 books of poems, as well as 3 others of prose and a book of translations. He's won many prizes, which I'm not going to try to list all of, but one is the very prestigious Kingsley Tufts Award, and he teaches at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill as the William R. Keenan Jr. Distinguished Professor of English and Creative Writing, one of the longest titles there is. One thing that I don't say in this introduction that I've written down is something that I think I should have said, which is that basketball is really important to Alan. So if you have questions about basketball, he might be able to answer those as well. His most recent book, Tantalus in Love, from which I hope you'll be reading tonight, expands and enlarges on the themes he's been exploring all his poetic life: love and marriage, joys and griefs, compassion and lapses of compassion, pleasure, but pleasure seen like this, and I'm quoting from the title poem. Pleasure so unambiguous, complete, extreme, there's no way to distinguish it from pain or punishment. His poems are willing to explore the ecology of human relationships, the interdependencies among families, the ways we are good to one another, and the ways fear, especially fear, but also anger, jealousy, pride, make us dismissive of one another. I'm thinking in particular about the poems in Song and Dance, an elegiac sequence for the poet's beloved brother David, a Broadway actor who was diagnosed with incurable cancer. The emotions you would expect are documented there: grief, horror, fear again. But the poems refuse to disallow. They will not flinch from including the fury, the disgust, and the boredom the poet and his family feel at David's bedside. Alan Shapiro's poems, formally exquisite, alert to rhythms of sentence and line, are deeply human, sad but never depressing. On the contrary, as in the Psalms, even lament is celebratory. Alan Shapiro.